Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Tamura Daf Yud Aleph, Tamura 11, and back in our Mishnah on Daf Yud, our Mishnah discussed the concept that Rabbi Yossi had said, V'alo b'mikdashin, that when it comes to a consecrated animal, if somebody says, Homer Ragla Shal Zo, Ola, that if a person says this leg is an Ola offering, then we don't limit the sanctity to that leg, but we say that the Kula Ola, that the sanctity spreads throughout the entire animal. So on our Gemara, on Yud Aleph from Abayis, our Gemara says, actually there's a dispute about this teaching of Rabbi Yossi. Tanu Rabbanan says the Braisa that our Gemara cites, Yacho ha'omer rago ashel zo, Oa, I might think that if a person says, oh, this leg of this animal is an Oa, that under those circumstances, Tehei Kua Oa, I might think that indeed the entire animal is an Oa offering. Talmud Lomer, the verse states, with respect to the Kodshim Mizbeach, with respect to the animals that are sanctified on the altar, in Leviticus chapter 27, verse 9, Vim behema asher yakrivu mimena karban la'ashem, ko asher yitain mimenu la'ashem yeh kodesh. And if from the animal which you are sanctifying it shall be an offering to God, anything that comes from it will be for Hashem will be sanctified. And this implies, says the Braisa, that only the part that is sanctified mimenu Hashem, only the part that's sanctified from it shall be holy, v'lo kula Hashem. But the entire animal, where you're just saying this leg is an Oa, the entire animal is not sanctified. This is in contrast to Rabbi Yossi's position. Only the part that you sanctified, yachol teitzei l'chul. And I might think, well, if that's the case, that if the entire animal is not sanctified, then the entire animal, therefore, is going to be considered chulin. Even the leg that you're sanctifying is not going to be sanctified, and so the entire animals should be considered unsanctified. We don't say that. Why? Because the verse says, yeah, kodesh, that it will be holy. So we see that a portion of the animal is going to be considered consecrated, but not the entire animal. So if that's the case, huh, Kate said, what do we do with this animal? Where the leg is the only part that's sanctified. So explains our Gemara, timachar letzarchei olos, that you take this animal and you sell it to another person who in any way has accepted upon himself to bring an ola offering, and he'll buy the part that wasn't sanctified. V'dameh chulin chutz midumei eiver shabah. When he purchases this animal from the other person, then the entire animal all the money that he gives to this other person is going to be considered unconsecrated, except for the part that he used for that limb. And the part that he uses for the limb is going to be considered sanctified. That's the position of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda. They say that the holiness does not spread throughout the whole animal. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon argue. So it's not just Rabbi Yossi, but also Rabbi Shimon joins with Rabbi Yossi, and they argue with Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, and they say no. Like we said earlier, Minayin, also, Oa, Shakua, Oa. How do we know that if a person says the leg of this Oa animal is an Oa, that the holiness spreads throughout the entire animal, and the entire animal is an Oa, and the entire animal has to be brought on the altar? Because it states, Ko Asher Yitemi Menu Hashem, whatever will be brought from it for Hashem. And implies Mimenu implies even from a portion of the animal. Shomer, yeah, Kodesh. But when the verse comes to say it will be holy, that is Larabo says Kua. That comes to tell us that the entire animal is going to be considered to be holy under those circumstances, because the holiness spreads throughout the entire animal. So the Gemara analyzes, how can we say that this animal is capable of being sold, if according to the position of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, where they say that if you sanctified the leg, that the rest of the animal is entirely sold? How is that possible? Amar Mar, Timachar Letzarchei Olos, that you sell to a person who anyways has to buy an Ola offering. So the Gemara asks, but what? How is that possible? How can the person who purchases this animal, how can he say he's fulfilling his obligation to buy an Ola? He's not buying the leg, because the leg was already sanctified from the person who sold it, and therefore he doesn't have the ability to sell it because it's sanctified. And so therefore one person is not actually buying that part of the Ola, and the other person can't really sell it. So the Gemara says, Hakamaisi behema mechuseras aver. So and the person who's purchasing it to the altar, he's bringing an animal that's missing a limb, so to speak, because that leg was already an Ola. So what do we say? So Amarava, Rava is saying that the Bryce is referring to somebody who sold an animal, who sold an animal to a person who was obligated to an Ola, where the person who made the vow to bring an Ola, he said, Be'omer harealai Ola b'chayeha. He says, I have to bring an Ola that is alive, meaning to say, he took upon himself a vow to bring an animal only with only that it has the limbs which its life is dependent upon it. And he didn't obligate himself to bring those limbs, the animal with all of its limbs, meaning to say he's not obligated to bring an animal with its legs. He's only obligated to bring an animal that has its necessary vital limbs. And so therefore, in this circumstance, it does work. But the upshot of this, and this is something that Tiferes Shlomo points out, that both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon all agree that if somebody is going to consecrate something that the neshama's toloi boy, bo, if somebody says, I'm consecrating, let's say, a heart of an animal or a brain of an animal, or we saw earlier in a different mesach, the liver of an animal, then under those circumstances, everybody would agree that the entire animal is going to be consecrated. And we see from here, it says that Tiferes Shlomo, that there's this concept that if it's something that the nefesh is dependent upon, that it will certainly, the holiness will spread. We see from here the concept of somebody who is mesiris nefesh, that the dedication of the soul when it comes to sanctity, then the sanctity will for sure spread throughout the entire animal. And that's the concept of when mesiris nefesh comes to sanctity, it will spread everywhere. When dedication comes to holiness, there clearly the holiness will spread.